So we have two stories related to funding, if you will, paying in the NCAA.
It's a confusion bomb dropped on the NCAA this afternoon is what it is, Scott.
So first, this story from the Associated Press, women's basketball teams, women's basketball teams finally will be paid for playing games in the NCAA tournament every March, just like the men have for years, under a plan approved this week at the NCAA convention. The unanimous vote by NCAA membership, which was met by a round of applause, was the final step toward a pay structure for women playing in March Madness. NCAA President Charlie Barker joined others in giving credit for the creation of a performance fund to those who came before and helped build women's basketball. Now comes more work to continue investing in women's basketball to grow the sport even more. Then,
oh, here's the whopper from the Athletic and the Department of Education. It's a 9-page, Scott, Department of Education memo saying NIL payments must be proportionate between male and female athletes to be in compliance with Title IX.
But that's not how NIL works.
No, it's not.
NIL doesn't come from the school. NIL comes from the booster programs, which are separate from the school, which is why they were allowed to pass the NIL thing in the first place.
But listen to this, Sam. Title IX regulations require schools to provide equal athletic opportunity regardless of sex, okay, with athletic financial assistance that schools award to college athletes. According to this 9-page fact sheet, the Department of Ed basically says the funds provided by a third-party source do not relieve a school of its responsibility to treat all of its students in a non-discriminatory manner. It says it doesn't matter if the money comes from a booster, from ad revenue, from jersey sales. It does not matter what the third-party funding is. The way the Department of Education is reading this, it has to be in proportion to come into alignment with the Title IX regulations.
What about the funding that the individual sport and its athletes provide the university, i.e. football, is the biggest revenue generator at almost every university that has football and basketball?
Even the basketball-centric schools make more money off of football than they do off of basketball.
If I'm not mistaken, KU makes more money off of football than it does basketball.
Every single year.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't make any sense to me, because if you are talking about it needs to be proportional, what the school gives the athletes for both men and women, it is proportional currently, because the school currently gives $0.00 to the athletes, the male athletes and the female athletes.
Great point.
It's equal.
That's a great point.
Zero is equal. But what happens once it's not?
The money comes from a third party source, whether it's a booster who's going to pay you to not mow his grass, or jersey sales at, you know, Jocksnitch in downtown Lawrence or whatever, that is not coming from the university. That's a great point, Sam.
Under the terms of the House settlement, a game-changing legal agreement that's expected to be approved this spring, universities will be able to pay athletes directly under a revenue-sharing plan that would see the biggest schools distribute around $20 million to each, to athletes. This is the next sentence that's important. Many of the schools have publicly stated the majority of that money will go to football and men's basketball players, which, according to this guidance today, will be in violation of Title IX.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, that is accurate. They did pass a pay-to-play, meaning the school can pay the players that aren't getting NIL deals to make it more of a level playing field. In that portion of the funding, should that actually roll out, because there is no guarantee, they just passed it saying that that can roll out, should that actually come into play? Yeah, that would have to be equal. I understand that portion of it.
That they would have to pay every athlete that is not getting an NIL so they can even the playing field a little bit, the same amount of money.
If an HVAC company wants to pay DeColdest Crawford, and that is a real college player, or he was, I don't know if he graduated yet or not, his first name is DeColdest, he had an HVAC NIL deal.
Okay.
If they want to pay him $1 million, you can't take half of that and say, well, now we have to pay the female DeColdest playing basketball that other half million.
The one thing I will agree with you on, Sam, is that name, image, and likeness, Scott, if you are the athlete, they are paying you for your name, image, and likeness.
And it's a third party.
And it doesn't matter if it's a third party.
Why?
Because the rules state very clearly it doesn't matter.